New York's restrictive voter access rules came under scrutiny during Tuesday's presidential primary, and some are saying there's a need for changes. Karen DeWitt reports.
The potential disenfranchisement of over 125,000 voters in Brooklyn, first reported by WNYC on primary day, has led to probes by the state attorney general and the New York City comptroller. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says entire blocks of voters and buildings were apparently missing from the rolls after election officials said they were merely catching up with the routine cleanup of outdated voter lists. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says the voter roll purge is just the latest sign of a voter access system in New York that is one of the most restrictive in the nation.
There were problems all across the state with regard to voter participation in the presidential primary and the special elections. And New York is really notorious in terms of having difficult obstacles for voters to surmount in order to vote. And I think that contributes to why New York has one of the lowest voter participation rates in the country.
NYPERC, as well as other reform groups, support same-day voter registration, which is the law in many other states. Horner's group also backs automatic voter registration. When a resident gets a license with the Department of Motor Vehicles or interacts with social services agencies, they are automatically signed up. If they don't want to register to vote, they can choose to opt out. So far, there has not been much interest in the legislature in passing laws to allow same-day or automatic registration, but Horner says the outcomes of the investigations into the Brooklyn potential disenfranchisement by the Attorney General and New York City Comptroller could change that. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.